Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bring up in the last hour the fact that tasers, last time I checked, they've estimated it was a couple years ago, 500 dead. They tase people all the time and they have a heart attack. And they're tasing people for lower and lower reasons. And again, it's like, well, better do what we say. And that's an act of terrorism. And I'm tired of it. But look, that's all a side issue. What do you think about what I raised earlier, the Hill reporting on Obama climate hubs, federal Homeland Security fusion centers to spy on rural areas with NASA with satellites and dispatch hordes of bureaucrats to harass everyone? And then that ties into the announcement and the economists that, oh, all these countries that owe debts that the bankers have taken over our governments and induced us to sign on to, mainly their derivatives, buildings, land, power, state-owned companies, oil, gas, mineral rights, banks, and transport, just like they've done in the third world, give it all in privatization. It's not privatization to say a company is going to buy the land from everybody and build a new reservoir, build a canal, and then sell that water, and then sell slots for boats and houses. That's a real free market privatization. And then they say, we have our own power plant, and we have our own everything. These companies could do that. No. They come in and they take over existing systems. They get regulations passed the last 15 years all over Europe and the U.S. to make them upgrade water facilities, to add all these chemicals and all this garbage. And they go, oh, you can't pay for that? We'll take it over. And they buy it up with fiat derivative money. It's all a giant fraud. And it'd be one thing if it was even fraud and they just built an economy for us to live in, but it's a controlled, collapsing economy as an economic form of domination as well. So that's just some of what's happening on that front. I would love to hear from you on the information I broke down with just the otherworldliness of this UN takeover of our infrastructure, like we're a third world country. In fact, It's about an hour and a half into America Destroyed by Design. It's where I'm at the Grand Canyon. Guys, go to YouTube. It's on DVD. We sell the DVD, but I know it's on YouTube, a really low-quality version of it. But go to YouTube, type in America Destroyed by Design, and I'll run in there during the break, and I'll scan through it. I can find the spot where I'm at the Grand Canyon. I say, all the buffer areas are being taken, and they will then give our resources in the next 20 to 30 years over to foreign banks for the artificial debt of the Federal Reserve. I am here to warn you, because they've done this in third world countries over and over and over again. And now they're going, I know what will get us out of a problem economy. All the derivatives that we got you to sign on to, they got us to sign on to their debt. Give us, like Greece, all of your islands, your national parks, your infrastructure, and we'll double and triple prices. And we can manage things better than you can. It's been these corporations that managed us into this situation on record. This is so crazy. So I want to hear from you when we get back on the other side on this subject. First-time callers, you can talk about whatever else you want, but I'd like you to humor me on this front. Or your take on tasers, or your take on Obamacare being such a screw job, and got a bunch of Google Glasses news coming up as well. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air. And I think the clip you found, Chris Jordan, was me about 2 years ago at the Grand Canyon. This is from 1997, but it's on YouTube. It's America Destroyed by Design. It's a two-hour film, my first film. Because I'd tell people about all these UN documents and plans, they'd say I was a liar. So I loaded up with my cousin, Buckley Hammond, who helped start InfoWars. And we drove around the country in 15 days and produced that film when we got back to warn people about what was coming. And now we're under it. 800-259-9231.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you ever wanted to get off the grid and start generating your own supply of electricity, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with a time-sensitive solar generator offer from Solutions from Science. Remember, solar generators provide life-saving electrical power, and unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce free electricity from the sun. Here's the good news. Our Power Hub solar generator on sale now is one of our most powerful solar generators, and due to an overwhelming demand from our customers, we've recently restocked this remarkable solar workhorse. The Power Hub is easy to use. Just point, plug, and power up. Even better, with dramatic price reductions on the Power Hub, with bonuses worth thousands of dollars, there's never been a better time to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electricity. Go to SolarGeneratorFreedom.com to learn more. That's SolarGeneratorFreedom.com. Get off the grid. Go to SolarGeneratorFreedom.com. That's SolarGeneratorFreedom.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take your phone calls to the bottom of the hour. And then I'm going to go over the massive amounts of key news that's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. We've got Alex Jones discusses downfall of dinosaur media on Jesse Ventura's new show. That video is up there for everybody on InfoWars.com. We've got huge news. I'm going to play this video at the bottom of the hour. This is big. Senior congressman attempts to get FBI director to say investigative journalism is a crime. We've got Dianne Feinstein also running around trying to strip real journalists, if they're not New York Times or whatever, of the protections of the press. It is just insane. The press should all rally together and protect the First Amendment. Pile of pillows prompts school lockdown, and Don Salazar reports on just the total hysteria that the system's creating. I wonder who came in my office and got the phone and put it on ringer. That ringer's never been on. That's just like there's gremlins that live in here or something. I have no people come in this office and do all sorts of stuff when they're in here doing radio interviews or TV stuff. They use it as a voiceover booth. Who did that? Who used my phone? I want to know. We're going to find out. It doesn't matter. It's always the microphones over here and papers are over there, and there'll be like people's Coca-Cola cans in here. We can put like a toilet in here. People can start crapping in here. Excuse me. All right. No, I love the crew. I'm sorry. It's like I just always want to know why stuff's moved around in here. Anyway, side issue, ladies and gentlemen. I have a landline in here. It has a better quality than the computer phones we've got out there. Okay, I've now really digressed here with that. We could make this actually a lounge. Put toilets in over there. And then, like, have a guy over there that, like, has perfumes and hands you hand towels. You ever go in, like, a fancy restaurant and they have a bathroom attendant? I don't like that. And I'm washing my hands, they're talking to you, and, you know, and it's awkward. Yeah, but we should do that. We should, I don't know why, just, it's like, you know, make my broadcast studio, which is really like my office, we should just turn it into a public toilet. In fact, it shouldn't just be for the rest of the office. We should have, like, a building area out there open to the public. How's that sound? Okay, I'm really digressing now. Let's get back to the serious news here. continuing, TSA blasted for dishonest response to whistleblowers' expose. Video, TSA now hiring even more lazy and abusive screeners. We're going to show you that video, give you a play-by-play of that coming up. So we're getting a lot of video ready for you. Is Bitcoin a revolutionary game changer or a Trojan horse? I think both. And then a news article that's already scrolled off of InfoWars.com's front page. That's a problem with the old design. We've got the new design ready. We're just doing some final tweaks. There's an article here where Justice Scalia, Supreme Court Justice, confirms American internment camps will happen again. He said, it is a reality. That is incredible. That is absolutely incredible. So we're going to be getting to that as well. But right now we're taking your phone calls across the map on the police, on the announcements like Greece. They want to take all the public lands and not give it to the public for economic development, but give it to the foreign banks that induced us to sign on to their 1.5 quadrille. That's 1,500 trillion, by the way, boys and girls. But 90%+ of it is their debt, not our debt. But the public is economically ignorant, so now they're announcing in The Economist, take America and the rest of the world's money and give it to the Davos scallywags that are tax-exempt. So we're going to be taking your calls on that and more. Ron in New York, you're on the air worldwide, sir. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how are you, Alex?
Good. Go ahead.
Listen, Alex, a friend of mine, totally by accident, came across an operations research technical manual. It's TW-SW7905.1. The topic is silent weapons for silent war.
Yeah, that's Colonel Alexander.
Oh, okay. You have heard of it.
Yeah, we've covered it a lot on air. It was declassified, I think, in 1998.
I don't know. It says Silent Weapons for Silent Wars, programming manual was uncovered quite by accident.
Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars.
Yes.
And then people always take stuff and make derivatives off of it. But that's what soft kill weapons are in the food, the water, so you never know what hit you. That's why they soft kill all the troops with deadly vaccines. That's why statistically troops, you know, just have total kidney failure, organ failure, brain damage. And they call it PTSD. No. In most cases, they've been basically soft murdered because you want to retire the weapon once it gets out. You want to debilitate it so they'll fall into the VA and can be slowly reclimated. It's like you spike a cannon. But go ahead, sir. Tell me about it.
It goes on. I mean, it talks about economics.
Economic warfare, shutting down America.
Yeah,
very loving.
Economics and shock testing, as far as what they do is they raise the price of something and shock test the...
Yeah, that's Milton Friedman stuff that then got adopted, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I just didn't know if you heard of it. I haven't heard. I mean, I've been listening for a long time.
I'm glad you bring up stuff that I know about. A lot of times I don't know about stuff. But I'm just confirming what you're saying about it. Give us your take on this loving Pentagon document.
Well, I got to tell you, it's very disturbing, and I believe that a lot of people should look it up and investigate it because it tells you, a lot of people walk around and they go, man, why are things the way they are? Why did that happen? Why did this happen? And this tells you the why. This gives gives you the answer of the why. But everything that happens in your life, I mean, holy, education, everything.
Oh, I know. Listen, you read Rand Corporation stuff on the National Stabilization Force, military force. You read Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. You read Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope. You read Between Two Ages. You read The Technotronic Era by Brzezinski. You read Council on Foreign Relations public stuff. It's all spelled out, but in flowery terms. And then that's what's so frustrating. I mean, that's why the police, I'm not mad at the police. They've been brainwashed like everybody else. They're having fluoride put in their water. They're having GMO engineered. They're all dead. They're all walking dead already. Their kids are already dead. Their kids already don't talk to them and watch TV and play video games all day. We're already all dead unless we turn this around. I mean, these GMO crops by the second generation, they're more than half sterile, brain damaged, tumors growing all over their bodies, the rats and guinea pigs. We're already going now into second generations being born under this. By the third, I mean, it's going to be just everybody dying. And so, you know, it sounds insane, but I've read all their textbooks. They admit how they've done it. And they say in the textbooks that the fact that the public doesn't care they're doing it gives them a right to do it. Under U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B. And they say, you know, this outlaws secret testing of the public unless law enforcement or research purposes. And they say they can kill us for any purposes of research or law enforcement. So, of course, this is a total authoritarian takeover. We're seen as a plague, and to make it a self-fulfilling prophecy, they've dumbed us down so that we will be a plague, and now we're seeing the roll-up of civilization. Does it concern anybody? I'm glad it concerns you, Ron. Anything else on silent weapons for quiet wars?
Everything concerns me. I called Bob Kelly. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. He's the head of the EPA in Washington.
Yes.
I finally got through to him. His number is 1-9-1-4.
No, we're not going to get people's numbers out. Listen, I appreciate your call, brother. Here's the deal. I'm sure you're a nice caller, but we can't give numbers out because people will do it to prank call people. I'm not saying you do that, but if we let people do it, it'll turn into a... Now, if I check the number and see it is a public number, and then we can give the number out. But I just can't do it before I've verified. Trust but verify, as Ronald Reagan said. Matt in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, considering...
I'm doing all right. I mean, the government loves me, and everything's fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just I've been a listener about 4 years, first-time caller. But, yeah, I just want to talk about, I don't know if you heard, but it looks like here in Palm Springs, the elite have found kind of a new hiding ground, you know, a little castle to do their secret meetings. We got in Rancho Mirage here on February 14th. Obama is meeting with the King of Jordan. I want to try to make it out there to protest. I was going to see if you wanted to rally some, you know, Southern Californians to protest. Obama was in town a couple months ago with the president of China, and there was a lot of people protesting the Chinese president, but I didn't see anyone protesting Obama. So I think around here people just seem to, you know.
Well, that's because you're not allowed to protest him in China. So the Chinese immigrants and people appreciate being able to protest here in America. People should protest Obama. They should protest all of it. They should protest Obama trying to make it mandatory that all cars activate the tracker boxes for car-to-car communication to start taxing us by the mile. That story's up on Infowars.com. I mean, it's all coming down. They know people are starting to wake up, so they're trying to push the entire agenda through right now.
Right. Oh, yeah, thanks. Just wanted to talk about that. Do you mind if I give out the website of where that place is?
Sure.
It's www.sunnylands.org, SunnyLands. It's like a little castle. It's all walled off. And so, anyway, thanks for fighting the good fight, and keep trucking. Thanks.
God bless you, brother. Listen, I'm not even fighting a good fight here. I mean, we are being targeted for soft kill, incremental, ambient extermination. See, people think it's the fast attack that gets you. No, it's the slow attack, so slow you don't even see it moving until it hits you. And we are under attack, and 99.99% of us are together under attack. Only only fools think they can join with the New World Order and come out on top. It's just...
You've heard about Numana, true American pioneers in healthy GMO-free storable foods. Great-tasting meals with no MSG, soy, or chemical preservatives. No high-fructose corn syrup or aspartame, and gluten-free options. Plus, superior 25-year shelf life and good enough to eat now.
But have you heard this?
Numana is so confident in our quality and taste, we'll give you $50 just to try it out. Call 888-597-0775 or use coupon code RADIO at checkout. GMOfreefoodstorage.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Coming up, Congress is moving to say investigative journalists are terrorists. We're going to play that video from C-SPAN. And Joy Camp's got a new video out up on InfoWars.com. TSA now hiring. And it breaks down just the incredible activities of the TSA in a dark, satirical way. Right now, let's go to John in Michigan. You're on the air. Thanks for holding, sir.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I want to talk about Fukushima and up here in Michigan, right over in Canada, they're trying to bury a bunch of nuclear waste. And it's kind of crazy because, you know, earlier in the year, the General Accounting Office, part of Congress, did that investigation on all the nuclear plants. And up here in Michigan, right in the Great Lakes area, we've got we had four power stations that were up, all had high level violations, and they closed down the one in Wisconsin recently because it was so many violations. And earlier in the year, the Palisades nuclear facility, and it's in western Michigan, it actually leaked radioactive water into the Great Lakes.
Oh, no, I saw that at the time. It was like, oh, yeah, we release tens of thousands of gallons of radioactive waste. It's no big deal, though. And the problem is these reactors are all 35, 40 years old and rotting. And people say, don't bury it in the desert inside these vaults. That's a lot better than storing it all at the power plants because nobody will take it in the middle of populated areas. So, and I understand people in Arizona and New Mexico saying, not in my backyard, but it's better to stick it out in the middle of the desert inside giant underground caves and vaults that have already been built where it's literally going to take thousands of years to leak out instead of where it's leaking out currently. I mean, it's just such a mess because everybody just pushes stuff off. Everybody just is, oh, well, we'll let somebody else handle it. And that's why we're just not up to nuclear power. We just cannot do it correctly. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, they want to bury this nuclear waste in the Ontario Power Generation Corporation. It wants to bury 400 meters from Lake Huron, 71 million cubic feet of nuclear waste. It's not like high level waste; it's low level waste. But why does that have to be buried 400 meters from a lake? You know, it's kind of crazy that proposition.
It is, my friend. Good to hear from you. It's all part of the madness. They've got the GM health fears, complete nonsense, says British Environment Secretary, the London Guardian reports. It's always nonsense the government's dealing drugs. Nonsense there's police brutality. Nonsense there's corruption in the courts. Nonsense. Nonsense that we want to take your guns, even though we openly want to take your guns. Nonsense. Nonsense that NAFTA and GATT has gotten rid of our jobs, even though it has. Nonsense that Obamacare doubles and triples the prices. Nonsense there's death panels, even though there are. Nonsense. Nonsense you can keep your doctor. Nonsense. Nonsense you didn't build your business. Your kids aren't your kids. Nonsense that parents should be over their children. Nonsense. No, it's all just this confidence game. Oh, everybody knows Ted Cruz is discredited. Do you hear about him getting discredited for criticizing Obamacare? Yeah, he's really discredited now because it all came true, exactly what he said. Alex Jones got discredited, did you hear? He said a bunch of years ago they'd use drones against farmers and people and were setting up a Rural Affairs Bureau with carbon taxes. Oh, they're doing it now. Nonsense. 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 I mean, that's the London Guardian. Look at this. Look at this chump if you're watching us on TV. Just another arrogant, know-it-all, frat boy punk who thinks that his BS. You guys give me a document cam on this? Thanks. Look at this photo right here. GM health fears, complete nonsense, says British Environment Secretary. Look at his arrogance. I mean, every study on the GMO crops that grow pesticide in them is that it kills the bugs that eat it and causes liver problems in humans and all sorts of reproductive problems and cancer. And it's an absolute fact, you piece of crap. You think it's funny that cancer rates in England are 3,000% what they were in the 50s, just like here, and then England and the U.S. lead the world in cancer? You like everybody dying, you eugenics bastard? I know who you are, you scumbag, you eugenics cult member, you enemy, you son of... I'm telling you, these people are our enemies. And I'm not trying to put on an act or getting angry. I literally look at this guy's face. Owen Patterson. I mean, what a look at that look. They always have this self-satisfied pretty boy look, like they've got all the answers, so they know how to BS everybody and cheat humanity and literally crap all over everyone with their poisons and then sit there and laugh at us while you guarantee, just like all the Monsanto scientists and the elites, this guy eats nothing but organic and filtered water and goes to spas all day. And I am sick of people like this piece of crap. just like Monsanto with their Agent Orange killed two members of my family, and I'm sick of you, and I hate you bastards. You are contributing to the downfall of society, you maggot!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Jessica Arman. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around. Tree to the ground, shadow from the sound. The death machine makes all the ground. It's gaining pound for pound.
A gas mask is the couture.
A gas mask is the couture in the summer of rage. The building mask
rings. Man, I heard some good country music last night. Make me think of Shooter Jennings. He's a great country music guy in his own right, but he does rock and roll, you name it, all the genres. Waylon Jennings' son is a patriot. And he's sure if his dad was still around, he'd be fighting the New World Order. Let's play a little bit more of this song. Salvation is in your mother's smile, loving their child. That's right, folks. That's what's going to save us, is caring about your children. That's what's going to save us from scum like the UK environment minister that says any concern about any GMO crops is, quote, complete nonsense. But on record, in studies in the U.S., Germany, China, you name it, it's killing the honeybees. It's causing mutated viruses to kill all sorts of animals. I mean, it is just unbelievable. I've had all the big top scientists on. One guy was making $3 million a year from the U.K., and they came out with a new potato that basically killed and sterilized the rats. So he said, we can't release this. And they said, shut up. I've had Russian scientists on. They're like, we're feeding the rats this GMO soy, and they're all becoming sterile. And they said, that's the whole point. And then they sit there. Look it up. Monsanto has been known for 15 years, since 1999, to only have organic food and filtered water in their cafeterias, in their closed reservations. It's like military bases getting on there. And it's all need to know. They can stack up to 100 different traits into proprietary crop. And then it's federal and international law. You can't ever look at it or release what's really in it because it's patented. I mean, this is total weaponized takeover. But according to the environment minister, it's complete nonsense. That's just his argument. Oh, it's just complete nonsense. This is the type of garbage that we deal with as a society. I think he should be sentenced for endangering the public well-being and putting out disinfo to eating only McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken three times a day. And he will look like the rest of the mutated, self-propelled stomach, soft-killed people out there on the street that literally look like they've just been living inside a nuclear reactor for 5 years. I mean, let him eat all the fast food with the plastics in it and have his kidneys fail. But you can look at Twinkle Toes and guarantee that guy exercises twice a day, is all in, goes skiing in Switzerland and everything else, and just, only eats organic, and then says, preposterous, you will eat his little navies. I'm going to go to your phone calls. We've got breaking news in minutes with Kit Daniels at Infowars.com. He's about to bring me the story in as soon as he prints it. The post office is now making a giant ammo buy. This is like 2.5 billion bullets in the last 3 years, and now the post office is buying them? And of course, we broke 2 years ago. They're building secret rooms now for during civil emergencies in the post offices. They're using all these federal buildings as all these non-military federal buildings as fronts to basically put in clandestine substations. They're fully militarizing against us and spending hundreds of millions per Social Security office to hire XZ-type mercenaries, Blackwater mercenaries. I mean, this is getting cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs crazy. And all I'm doing is sitting here desperately warning people over and over again of the peril. The absolute, total, and complete peril of what's going on. Hey, Nico, I can't do it because I'm on air. Are they going to tweet that centerfold of the magazine? I'll do it. Somebody just sends it to my phone. I'll do it. I'll do it. I can go to break and do it. I guarantee you I can do it. I'm ready to do it. I want to do it. I want to send stuff out. I want to fuck. I'm going to do it. I can't help it. Watch this move. I'm going to screenshot this right now in here, and I'm going to send it out this way. Watch this move. And then we're going to go back to your phone calls and then go to these stories. I got a glare here. If somebody will hold this up, I'll take a photo and send it out this way right now. Here we go. Just hold that up for me right there, Nico. Thank you very much. And, look at that. Cannot take photo. It's full. I've been shooting so much stuff. So let me go into settings. Let me go into videos. And let me delete some of these videos I've been shooting here. Doesn't matter. What's going to happen? Look at all. I've been recording all of Weldon's music last night. Even though it's good, I've got to erase one of these. I didn't back this phone up yet. Okay, here we go. Take a photo. See how we do right here. Oh, still doing it. See, I'm being frustrated. Okay, let me borrow your phone. I'll take a shot, send it to my phone, send it out, because I'm not going to wait 3 days to send this out. We're going to do it right now. It's going to happen right now. Yeah, going to do it right now. Going to send it out. Going to tweet it. I wanted this tweeted days ago. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. What's the issue? They just can't get it, or what's going on here? Go ahead. All right, we're going to go ahead and do it right now. Doesn't matter. I'm doing it right now. There you go. We're going to send this out right now. Okay, flash is on. I'll take that flash off. I'll take that flash off. We're going to send this out. Not the issue. I just wanted this tweet out days ago. What? All right, send that to me and I'll tweet it out if it doesn't happen in the next 3 minutes. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go back to your phone calls. Jay in Michigan, you're on the air. Jay, go ahead.
Oh, Alex, it's amazing to talk to you finally. I want to let you know you're not in this alone. We're out there helping you out. I owe you a debt of gratitude. A year ago, I was like, stuck in like a dead end job and wasn't sure what to do. And me and my activist friends got together and we started making a couple films for a short series we were doing. And then we entered your Operation Paul Revere contest with a Dream Revered. So you already kind of know who I am, all right, even though we've never spoken before. And that started to change things when we got, a producer came on board that saw our film and wanted us to make another one, which turned into a pro-Second Amendment short called Dreams of a Gun-Free Zone, which was a really funny piece and it's kind of gets the idea out there that, we need to preserve the right, for self-defense, Second Amendment. And we entered your operation, We Will Resist the TSA-NSA contest as well with Spying for the NSA, another comedy video that we did. And we're looking to do another one. And my biggest question for you, though, was because I've been listening every day and I haven't really heard any news on the current contest. And I know you guys are extremely busy over there. I can't even fathom the amount of energy and dedication it's got to take to fight this thing every day like you guys do. So, I mean, thank you for doing that. But
we have a great crew. It just seems like it all gets lost in the shuffle because I can't send all the tweets out. So when the magazine first came out, it was such a cool centerfold that I said, hey, I want to tweet that out. And then they tweeted another image of McAdoo with a 50 caliber rifle. And then I said again and send it out. And then I don't care. I just want you to be sent the image and then I can send it out. It's not a big deal. I'll do it. And this guy's talking about the contest. I'm talking about getting stuff done. My issue is we can just stop having contests because we can never do a contest the way everyone wants. What specifically do you want us to do with the contest?
Not to put too much pressure on you guys or anything, but I mean, I was just curious, when it was going to be judged or whatever.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, we've had like 15 contests and we've paid out on all of them. Like the $100,000 last year, we paid out on that. And when you get 400 entries and a couple hundred of them are good, you want to dole them all out and give them attention. And then we've got to take the time to watch them. And so it becomes the issue of we don't have a lot of contests for the very reason that it bogs down trying to accurately judge them. And then it also upsets people when they don't win. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I noticed that a lot there was a lot of bad sportsmanship with the last contest. But, I mean, I can only imagine that's got to be a daunting task looking at all those videos. But, I mean, we're still going to be keeping making videos over here. So if I could, I'd just like to give a shout-out, to plug our website. And, we go from there. Win or lose, what I'm saying? Really, it's about being active and waking other people up. And it does work. I mean, it does work. We've reached a lot of people with our efforts so far over here. So just want to say to everybody, HuronFilms.com. We've already got three of them up there. We're going to be making another one, and we're working on a larger script right now. Thank you so much, Alex, man. You've really helped turn things around for me and a lot of people over here. So we really appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you, brother. Yeah, and I mean, we're trying to get the people to take action. That's why we have contests. On hanging up banners around the country that become a national story, on exposing vaccines, on exposing the NSA, TSA, because they're trying to intimidate bloggers and filmmakers and T-shirt makers that criticize the TSA or NSA. My answer is, okay, we'll have a $10,000 contest for videos exposing the TSA and NSA. And then, I will try to judge it in the next few weeks, but it's quite frankly a blizzard of great entries. In fact, speaking of the devil, do we have the Joy Camp entry? We have that video. I want to play the Joy Camp entry that's up on InfoWars AlexJones.com right now if you're a radio listener and actually want to be able to watch that. You can go up to Infowars.com, and it is a video titled Video, TSA Now Hiring Even More Lazy and Abusive Screeners. Since they've tried to call bloggers and intimidate people and do cease and desist letters and shut down our videos that are parodies before, since they don't like it, we're going to do more of it and shove the First Amendment down their throats. Here is that piece. Then we have the video of the congressman implying that journalists are terrorists. But here is the satire piece by Joy Camp.
I don't care if he's in a wheelchair. Stand him up. Hello, I'm Richard Reed. You can call me Dick. Are you having trouble finding a job without a diploma or GED? Are you an unemployed, defrocked priest? Do you enjoy making children cry?
Have you ever wanted to
take an old man's pants off in public? Or are you simply tired of jobs that require you to think? If you answered yes to any of those questions, then we here at TSA may have the exciting new career opportunity that you've been waiting for.
Sit up.
Slam to the floor.
But if you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
With a base salary of $15 an hour, our employees enjoy perks you won't find anywhere else. Naps, half-hour-long bathroom breaks, and little to no supervision whatsoever. Plus, all the free water, shampoo, and grandma's applesauce you can handle. At TSA, we're dedicated to America and Americans. And in 10-plus years, we haven't caught a single terrorist. With a 0% success rate, we have nowhere to go but up. Help us help you. Apply online at www.infowars.com today. TSA, fondling millions of genitals every day. For your safety.
TSA, we're hiring. Joy Camp, what a group of talented people. Thank you for being part of the contest.
You are also reminded that any inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security may result in your arrest. We appreciate your cooperation while these measures are in effect.
All right, great job. By the way, that was a real announcement there at the end. We have now tweeted it, and that is awesome. Because I could have tweeted it, but I didn't have a digital copy of the centerfold of the magazine yet. But we've now tweeted the centerfold that will make socialist commies and anti-Americans cringe. It is a very nice lady, Leanne McAdoo, our reporter, with two 50-cal rifle Barretts, with a bald eagle landing on the barrel of the rifle, and a Trans Am and a another great hot rod with American flags on the license plates. Yeah, Chevelle, and it says Full Throttle Liberty, and it's got jets flying around with the red, white, and blue, and huge explosions in the background. So, again, it says Torturing Fake Feminist Since 1995, Infowars.com. We've now tweeted that at Real Alex Jones. We have done it. We should probably, I think we've already done it, we should probably tweet the cover as well. Very powerful cover. In fact, this cover should probably be the featured news image today to get people talking. I mean, very powerful image produced by our great graphics department. Okay, now here's a top story that just broke. It's up on Infowars.com. And we're going to get to Mike Rogers trying to say that investigative journalists are terrorists coming up after the break and more calls. But U.S. Postal Service announces giant ammo purchase. That's right. Post Office joins other federal agencies stockpiling more than 2 billion rounds of ammo. The U.S. Postal Service is currently seeking companies that will provide assorted small arms ammunition in the near future. It's a January 31st. We're breaking this. USPS Supplies and Services Purchase Office posted at the notice of the Federal Business Opportunities website asking contractors to register with USPS as potential ammunition suppliers for a vast variety of cartridges. The United States Postal Service intends to solicit for assorted small arms ammunition, the notice reads, which also mentioned a deadline of February 10th. The Post Office published the notice just 2 days after Senator Rand Paul announced his proposal to remove a federal gun ban that prevents lawful concealed carry holders from carrying handguns inside post offices across the country. Ironically, the Postal Service isn't the first non-law enforcement agency seeking firearms and ammunition. Since 2001, the U.S. Department of Education has been building a massive arsenal. And then it just goes over all the rest of it. It's done a great job. We especially also had their hardening all these other facilities and have bought billions and billions of rounds. It's going to be 2.5 billion rounds of ammunition right now. And Kit just got this up. He's adding more to it as we speak. We'll also tweet that out during the break at Real Alex Jones. Postal Service joins massive federal arms buildup. That's what's going on. And you add to this all the armored vehicles local departments are getting and the heavy armored vehicles from Iraq and the training to take on the Tea Party and gun owners. I mean, it is a criminal takeover by foreign banks that run the derivatives and are totally gutting the country from one end to the other. I mean, they are slitting our throat from one ear to the other. It is unbelievable. We're going to go to break and come back with senior congressman attempts to get FBI director to say investigative journalism is a crime. Calls Greenwald a thief selling stolen material. No, Congressman, you disgusting maggot. You, the globalists, have stolen our data and are selling it to all your friends and using it to corner the markets and take over. You are the thieves. You are the people with stolen data violating the Fourth Amendment, you felon-supporting scumbag. Do you get that through your stinking head, maggot?
From 1946 to 1989, during the period known as the Cold War, the enemies of freedom sent teams into their own citizens' homes in order to place listening devices and cameras. They tracked the movements and personal relationships of anyone they could in order to preserve the power of the state. 25 years later, you carry a tracking beacon with you and bug your own homes with your cell phone. History is repeating itself.
Tear down this wall.
Go to privacycase.com today and get a privacy case. Let's protect ourselves from this high-tech iron curtain that is trying to crush our right to privacy. The American-made privacy case uses military-grade shielding technology to stop these criminals and thieves in their tracks. Go to privacycase.com today and use coupon code GCN for 10% off. Privacycase.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best-tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, I was just talking about Waylon Jennings. This is Willie Nelson. Waylon's in the song.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever.
With the woman and the stallion and the wind.
Woman and the stallion and the wind.
And the sun is going to burn into a cinder.
And the sun's going to burn into a cinder.
Before we ever
pass this way again.
And we're going to rise.
And we're going to rise.
That's Johnny Cash right there.
We're going to rise.
Ride like a one-eyed Jack.
Ride like a one-eyed Jack. This time with the devil close behind. We're going to ride.
The devil's close behind, folks. Speaking of the devil, senior congressman attempts to get FBI director to say investigative journalism is a crime. In a display that truly underscores why Congress has an approval rating lower than cockroaches, Representative Mike Rogers yesterday attempted to coerce the head of the FBI into an admission that investigative journalism, such as that undertaken by Edward Snowden backer Glenn Greenwald, equates to a crime under U.S. law. This is all part of Dianne Feinstein and the rest of them. Let's go to the disgusting clip that should send chills up everyone's spine over these cockroaches trying to hide their activities. They're the ones criminally stealing the data. Here it is.
There have been discussions about the selling of access to this material
to
newspaper outlets and other places.
Excuse me to talk like that.
But Mr. Comey, to best of your knowledge, is fencing stolen material, is that a crime?
Yes, it is.
And it would be the selling the access of classified material that is stolen from the United States government.
You're illegally spying? That's what they released.
It's an issue that can be complicated if it involves a news gathering, a news
is
publication
Clapper lying
function,
to us?
But in
is that
general,
illegal?
Fencing or selling stolen property is a crime.
So if I'm a newspaper reporter
it's this guy, Mike Rogers, that is fencing it to Obama, saying he needs to handle the NSA and acting like he doesn't know what's going on. Congress is passing the buck as usual, like Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing. They're committing the crime. Investigative journalists are exposing it, jerk. Let's go back to it.
Fill in the blank. And I sell stolen material. Is that legal because I'm a newspaper reporter?
Is it legal because you're a congressman?
Right. If you're a newspaper reporter and you're hawking stolen jewelry, it's still a crime.
And if I'm hawking stolen classified
and
material,
and
I'm not
Benghazi
legally
or
in possession
Fast
of
for
personal gain and profit, is that not a crime?
I think that's a harder question because it involves a news gathering function, could have First Amendment implications. That's something that probably be better answered by the Department of Justice.
So entering into a commercial enterprise to sell stolen material.
No, you had stolen material!
Acceptable to a legitimate news organization?
I'm not sure I'm able to answer that question in the abstract.
Yeah,
they're trying to make it illegal to have courage to be legitimate. So if there are accomplices in purveying stolen information, shouldn't we be concerned
like
about
you?
That?
We should be concerned about all the facts surrounding the theft of classified information and its promulgation.
And interestingly, over the Munich conference, where we had individuals tell us that, in fact, there are individuals who are saying to be in possession of this information who are eager to sell this information to other
the
news
possession of your illegally
would that
obtained
be legitimate
everyone's data, total crime, North Korea,
exercise on behalf of a reporter.
That's a question now you're getting from the general to the particular. I don't want to talk about the case in particular because it's an active investigation of ours.
Yeah, why are you prosecuting Clapper for lying to you?
Brokering and stolen information?
And
we are
saying
looking
you don't
at the
spy.
Totality of the circumstances around the theft
enough.
And promulgation.
They are encouraging the Congress there. The Congress is encouraging the FBI director to go persecute and arrest members of the press. And let me tell you, they get Greenwald, they're going to get everybody. They've already tried to arrest Greg Palast for covering toxic waste spills in Louisiana, claiming it violated Homeland Security to cover a power plant. These people are dangerous. I'm going to do some overdrive to go to your phone calls. Don't forget InfoWarsLife.com for the very best supplements out there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation.
Nation,
fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.